The White Sox are playing host to the Rangers Friday. Mike Pelfrey is staked to an early 2-0 lead, but it would not last.
And the first offering from Pelfrey is lifted high and deep out into left center field. Cabrera and Engel admiring along with the rest of us as this one sails a good 20 rows up into the seats above the wall in left center. Home run number 21 is both majestic and opposite field for Joey Gallo. He puts the Rangers on the board at 2-1. And that big video board in the straightaway center. Here's Rougned Odor, who swings and lifts a high drive deep into right field. Garcia going back. He turns to look, and this one's gone. He hit that one over the Ranger bullpen in right field for Rougned Odor, his 13th home run of the season. And with a man on board, the Rangers now lead 3-2. Again, the 3-2. Swing and a drive. This one well hit deep to left. Mazzara going back. This one's beyond his reach. Just over the wall, a home run. Boy, a fan reaches out and snags it there just as it went over that 8-foot-high wall. Frazier, two home runs and two at-bats against Austin Bibbins-Dirks. And he makes it a 5-3 game. The White Sox now trailing by two.
With the ball in the blue glove. To the plate. Swung on and drilled toward the middle. Base hit to the left of Elvis. Engel around third. He'll score. Garcia, the tying run, stops at second. The White Sox have cut the Rangers' lead to 7-6. The pitch. Swung on and lined. Fair over first base. Down into the right field corner it goes. One run is home. Hansen streaking around third. Heading home. The throw by Odor. The slide. He's safe at the plate. The ball gets away and the White Sox win. 8-7 in the bottom of the ninth.
8-7 Chicago is your final. The Rangers were challenged to see if Melky Cabrera's hit was fair or foul. Indeed, it was fair, and it was the 14th career walk-off hit for Cabrera. Todd Frazier collects his 8th career multi-home run game. Though a tough loss for the Rangers on Friday, they give up 3 runs in the 9th inning and lose their 3rd straight game. Here's the manager, Jeff Banister.
Yeah, absolutely a tough way to lose this. We got to find a way to close the baseball games out. We've got to be better in the 9th. That looked like Matt just mislocation. They capitalized on some hits up in the middle. And then, it was a curveball there late to Cabrera that they got pulled down the line for a double that beat us. But I think it was a situation where he just didn't execute pitches.
Do you consider using someone else in that spot, Keone possibly?
Well, Keone's not available to us right now. He's been battling some shoulder soreness. So we'll continue. Look, we got to evaluate. We've got to close baseball games out. That's the way it is. We'll obviously evaluate it and see where what we got, who's available to us, and we'll find the matchups for us.
Had to be frustrating also that offensively you guys had opportunities to add on and lengthen or extend that lead, and it didn't happen.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we had bases loaded 3 different times. Elvis had a big hit, 2-out hit for us. It played at 2 runs. Bases loaded early. We were unable to push a run across, and then late, unable to push a run across there. Those are situations that obviously in games like this, it looks like, you know, we've got to be able to put some more runs across. But bottom line is we've got to be able to close games out tonight.
The Rangers will look to rebound on Saturday when Cole Hamels makes the start in Chicago.